Blog Talk Radio.
ワクワクを100倍にしてパーティーの主役になろう。夢中になれるものがいつか君をすごいやつにするんだ。No damn beacon、空は晴れて
Hey guys, this is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with
Tristan Walter.
And today, we're doing another Dragon Ball Z review, and a very impromptu one. So if we get no callers today, compared to the millions of callers we normally get, we understand.
Do we? Do we really?
They don't know that. but seriously, thank you guys for listening in. Today we are doing Fusion Reborn, which was also quite sudden, I think, to our little child minds. Not even child, because this did come out, you know, a bit later on. But unless you're someone like me who got to see the fan-subbed version, which we'll talk about that soon. But, you know, it was also very shocking and sudden. So, I mean, it sort of makes sense that we did it this way, and that's what we're going to say. That's totally why we did it this way. Yeah.
Yeah, didn't this actually, like, air when they still had the Buu saga coming out?
Well, I think it was supposed to, in theory. I'm going to check that out right now in terms of Dragon Ball, like, in Japan. But in America, yes, it aired while, you know, they didn't wait for the show to finish to air it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought you meant by, like, the shock value for us as kids. Like, oh, my God, what's going on?
Well, so the shock value is also based on the fact that they actually had a chance to make a movie canon, at least compared to the anime, because, you know, the fighting with the tournaments and the all of that was anime exclusive. But in theory, if you're going by the anime's, you know, like, oh, everything that's in the anime is canon for the anime, it could have worked, and then they just derailed it completely. But I would like to mention, Tristan, is that the movie did air during Dragon Ball's run in Japan, in the middle of it. So it's understandable why they also put it in the middle of the Buu saga.
Yeah.
Because, as we noticed, it did pick up certain aspects of the Buu saga. You know, like many of the movies do, to kind of just mirror what's going on in the show. And we'll make a few jokes about it later. But, you know, right now talking some serious talk, they do a lot of things to mirror what happened in the show. So, you know, they'll have, like, obviously Janemba being basically Majin Buu, and then they'll involve Fusion. The idea of people coming back to life kind of happened in the show, if you think about it, where they were like, hey, Vegeta, you know what? I mean, the Earth is in peril. We're giving you time. Just someone. Go defeat this thing, please. You know what I mean? Like, we'll constantly throw Yamcha at it. If when he dies, he'll come back and then try to fight him, and then he'll die. Wow. And then,
God damn it.
Like, we'll do anything. It's understandable why it aired in the middle of the show. You know, so during the middle of its run. And, of course, by the way, you know, the reason why I said we weren't necessarily kids is because it came out in 2006, and you and I at the time were 14 years old.
Yeah, all right. So, middle school? Yeah.
Middle school? 14? That's high school, buddy. For me, 14 was high school.
Oh, all right.
What, are you a December child? I forgot. You're a December, right?
No, well, I was in November, so.
There we go.
Although I started like a year early.
That's what that is right there. So, all right. But no, 14 is high school. So,
okay.
So point is that that was, you know, like Yeah. So,
yeah, all right.
In other words, I think that might be another reason why you may have been a bit thrown off by the film, because sadly, you know, when we, you know, I mean, I don't know about any of you guys listening out there and gals, but for me, you know, when I started hitting a certain age, things became less cool to me that I used to enjoy as a kid, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they became so cool again, and then here we are hosting a podcast a couple years after they started becoming cool again. Not a couple, maybe like seven. But still, eventually in high school it clicked. Matthews are still cool. You know what? That is true. Give me.
Yeah.
So
we had to have
weird.
A 7-year time gap for training.
Yes, exactly. Needed time to train.
Yep.
And also the fact that it was aired on Toonami as well, which I hate to sound so cool, you know, but like the guy who had the fan subs here already saw it when I was, you know, 12, 13, in that range. So I already kind of absorbed them all, if you will. It was just like, and so then, you know, so I really didn't check it out on Toonami. I know you did, and you weren't the biggest fan.
Right.
You know, and you mentioned that you think it was cut on Toonami.
Yeah, I mean, now that I think of it, I don't know if it actually aired on Toonami. It might have just been on, like, Cartoon Network one night.
No, it was Toonami. That I can tell you.
Okay.
It was, remember, Toonami... Another reason that our childhood kind of died is because eventually they moved Toonami to that late night, not even late, but that late night, for kids anyway, Toonami
yeah.
block on
right.
Saturdays only, you know,
yeah.
and it was upsetting because it didn't even bleed into Adult Swim time. So it was just,
yeah.
hey, here's as much Toonami as you can get per week. Remember daily? Fuck that. Fuck you. You know,
yeah.
like, yeah, it was very upsetting. So... You know, that's kind of what they were doing then, is from what I
yeah.
remember. So that's when the movie aired.
Right.
So you can see why that would be a problem.
Yeah, and I
also,
feel like it might right. have been cut a little bit when it aired. Maybe. I
right.
don't remember exactly. But
all right. But before you continue, I would like to mention something to all the people listening out there. If for some reason... You cannot listen to us via the computer. You should be right now. But if for some reason you want to switch over, maybe, you know, the internet's being a little slow, something like that, and the phone's free, you don't just have to call in to talk to us about the show. If you call in, and the number, of course, being 718-664-9468, you call that number, 718-664-9468, and if you don't press 1, when they say, hey, would you like to press 1 to speak to the host, if you don't press 1, we won't get a notification that you want to speak to us. So you can sit there and listen to us all you want. Or you want to get a friend listening, but they, you know, again, some maybe the internet's slow, you know, someone's using a computer. You can, you know, just tell them, call in. Just act like it's a phone call. Call in. Don't push 1. And you will be sitting there, and we will know, okay, this person is just there to listen. But if you push 1, we'll get a notification, and we'll know that you want to call in to talk. And again, the number being 718-664-9468. Got that? Okay, so, yeah, you mentioned that you think it was cut because you're not sure, and neither am I, because, again, I told everyone, I didn't really give it that
yeah.
much attention when it aired, that we don't know if Hitler was cut.
Yeah.
Which Hitler was probably furious about, getting cut from the team. You know? Just, No, but seriously, because now we have to seriously talk about Hitler. Like, that's not something I wanted to do on a Dragon Ball Z podcast. Just, all right, so let's kind of tiptoe around Hitler, shall we? Well, shall we, everyone? before we
well,
get into
I
the
mean,
meat and potatoes.
The
yeah.
only thing that you have to mention about him is the blue hair, blonde eye. Oh, wow. Blonde hair, blue eyes, and super strength joke, because honestly, that just made me die.
Yes, that was actually very funny. But now it becomes a bit serious, because before we get into the meat and potatoes of the actual movie and the content, we have to talk about the Hitler in the room. You know, we can't let this elephant slide. We got to bring up the Hitler, because I assume that if it was cut, that would be a really good reason why, the fact that he's Hitler.
Yeah.
And,
like, if there had to be a cut for something, I can, you know, I'll excuse that one.
Right. But what matters, I think, is you know, and of course, if anyone wants to call in, and this is such a weird sentence, to talk about Hitler, again, number 718-664-9468. But as the two of us talk about it, I want to know, did you find that particularly offensive?
Well, I mean, it's not like they had the Nazi symbol, you know, all over them. It was basically, it was changed to an X.
Right.
I feel like it was just to be made as a joke. I mean, I know it goes into really terrible subjects, but I don't know. I feel like it was used to kind of diffuse the tension of that subject. I mean,
thank
especially because
yes.
he fights Goten and Trunks. And I
yes,
mean, Goten
also.
And Trunks have no idea who this person is. And
right.
all his crazy lunatic and rantings, they're all like, you know, who the hell are you? You can't do this. And then they're just like, you know what? Why don't we go Super Saiyan and let's scare him?
Right.
It's like,
yes.
I just found that adorable and hysterical. And it was just like, they're going to scare and frighten one of the most feared dictators of all history. I like where this
right.
is going.
Yes, I would say that I think that, you know, because you, people like you and I and a lot of people that we know kind of use humor to diffuse situations and not to make a joke out of it, but
yeah.
really to just kind of break the tension, you know, that's how we deal with pain. So, you know, I can see you saying that and I understand it. I also feel like it was used because, I mean, even though this is a Japanese film, which we always made the jokes, oh, you know, hey, look, it's a Japanese kids film. I will find the bowels of hell and I will bring up my demon army. You know, and it's like, hey, look, that's a kids film, right? And we always talk about this stuff. But, you know, those are all fake things. Those all didn't happen. So
yeah.
if someone told me, listen, we have to introduce Hitler, or at the very least, we have to introduce someone who's really, really huge that people will know about, but they won't, you know what I mean? So they'll be like, oh, my God, that's such and such, right? And
yeah.
then the kids, they're just little kids, so they don't know jack shit. So
yeah.
if they said, oh, we have to introduce someone like that, it's kind of the idea, I think, of, all right, we're introducing them not to glorify, I mean, not to
right.
erase or censor. We're bringing them out so that the kids can beat the crap out of Hitler. And if you
yeah.
think about it, you go, you know what? The kids did just beat up Hitler. That's actually
yep.
kind of nice. You know? The only thing I can understand if someone said was offensive, even though I do think it was a nice creative choice, is how Hitler was drawn a lot more cartoony. Then,
yeah.
this, but like you said, probably used to kind of diffuse the tension.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, they even
and,
make the joke of, you know, he's even shorter than us, and he's full grown.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and so yeah, I feel as if they were trying, you know, if it had to be done, like, you know what I mean, if it had to, they were trying to do as much as they can to not, you know, give everyone a history lesson on what done the atrocities that, because again, we,
yeah.
you know, like I said, that, Hitler's real. You know, you
yeah.
don't have to go into what he's done in a children's movie because,
yeah,
especially
exactly.
because, yeah. And you can
and it's
tell
not
that
like
they
go
make...
into, they don't go into, like, you know, his agenda or anything. He basically just starts shouting out, you know, oh, I control this country now.
Yeah, I'm better than
you
all
know?
Of you. And it's just like, no, you're not. Boom. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to be able to do this stuff, you know, and then just completely destroys Hitler and his army.
Right.
Right, which... You know, again, I think, and also the fact that if anyone, you know, knows, and if they don't know, it's fine, but if you know, everyone else has beaten up Hitler, you know? DBZ didn't start this trend. You know,
yeah.
old school comic books, of course,
yep.
you know, and these
definitely.
Make sense, right? Hmm?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I was agreeing with you. You know,
oh, right, sorry.
DBZ is
but
not
old...
the first to do this.
No, I mean, old school comic books, you know, and of course the ones that make sense, like Captain America. But, I
yeah.
mean, even Fantastic Four, they beat up someone called, like, I believe it was literally the Hate Monger, right? And they end
yeah.
up pulling off his mask. Like, he had, like, a purple, like, it looked like KKK-type outfit-ish, you know, like, but
mm-hmm.
it was in purple, like the purple. And they pull it off, and they're like, oh, that's Hitler! Swear to God. And I think later on in later comics, they just revealed that it was one of Hitler's clones because there is actually
yeah,
a...
Yeah, that's what it was, right.
No, there's, but I swear there's actually a conspiracy theory that Hitler, I think, either made it to Brazil or like one of his scientists made it to Brazil. And he
okay.
and they had his, you know, DNA and they were trying to clone him in Brazil.
Right.
Obviously, I'm assuming this didn't happen. I'm hoping it didn't happen. But the point is that, you know, that's happened in older comics. Like, this was in, like, the 60s
yeah.
and the 50s. You know, they've always
yeah.
had, let's punch Hitler in the face, which if you noticed recently, you know, from one of the more recent Doctor Who episodes,
Exactly.
Rory got to punch Hitler in the face.
And that was
because
most beautiful.
Oh, yeah, one of the most beautiful moments in the current run of the show. Not the most, obviously, but one of the most, because it was just, you know, it's just put Hitler in the cupboard, you know? And it's such a, you know, and you listen to the head writer, Stephen Moffat, and he talks about how that's such an iconic thing, you know, in media, just someone punching Hitler or beating up Hitler, because why would you not want to beat up that jerk? I'm being polite here. So, yeah, I mean, you know, and remember, this movie was also made in 1995, too. So that's when this, you know, so understand that this has been around for a while. I think it was as delicate as they could be without going really, really into, like, dark places.
Right.
Right.
I mean, so it's funny. Yes. If anything struck me as, well, if anything kind of, like, scared me, I just recently watched through the film again. And it basically goes into the whole, you know, the Living Dead invasion. And there's just, like, a few zombies, you know, cartoonish, but still zombies that, you know, pop up on the screen and they're, like, hovering over the city. And they're like, bleh. And then all of a sudden you see Gohan eating. And it's just close up of his face eating. And I was just like, that was a very interesting segue.
That was probably on purpose, you know, because a lot of kind of, a lot of filmmakers, you know, do things like that in kind of zombie media and in other kind of media where it's just, you know, because obviously we didn't see the zombies eating anyone. They weren't necessarily those kind of zombies. They were just, we're just undead,
you know?
We have our rights too. And
right, exactly.
So they were just undead. So, but of course you get that idea of like, oh yeah, they're going to be gnawing on me. Ah, oh, God, he's gnawing on a bone. You know, but yeah. So, getting into the actual movie, we mentioned, you know, the canonicity, which is a word now, the canonicity of everything. Yeah,
look it up.
And it's just so awkward because, like we said before, they have the anime thing where it's like, oh look, they're at the tournament. Oh no, but something is erupted at the tournament. All right, we can just say that
tournament.
Even though what.
No, I mean,
sorry,
I feel like this is like a different tournament.
No, it's the same tournament. That's why, because they had no room for other tournaments. Like this was them interrupting the main tournament, from the look of it.
Right. The Otherworld tournament, which I thought was amazing.
It was good for anime filler. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you're gonna do something with anime filler, go full out. Like don't like just give me. You know what I mean? Like go full out. Like honestly, you know. It was upsetting, I think, as a kid, but hey, as a kid, we couldn't complain because we got them on a daily basis. For them, you know, other than like maybe 3 months.
I honestly enjoyed it
as
a kid.
Well, I mean, I have the DVDs, thankfully, and I now have them on my shelf, so I should, you know, take a look through them, you know, if we ever go through the series. Oh, future podcast ideas. Oh. But, so. It wasn't a bad arc, obviously. And, of course, you know, in the middle of your arc, you're going to be like, you know, you can be like, oh, yeah, you know, like out of nowhere, all of a sudden, this happened. And in the movie, this is, you know, this is where, and it's like, all right, that could, even though it obviously didn't happen in the show, it could happen for this movie. Where could they go wrong? Right? Genempa was not an issue. That was perfectly, they go, yeah, of course a villain's going to appear. Whatever.
Yeah.
Where can they go wrong? Vegeta's dead, everyone.
Yeah.
No explanation as to why. It now appears... What?
There is one thing that Goku says that makes me think that this is later on and that this is a different tournament.
Yes,
I don't know
Goku
whether it
was alive
Japanese.
Later. No, it was
true.
In both, but that's the issue. And I know exactly what you're talking about, which is why I'm so sorry that I interrupted you. He says... Right? He says to all of his, you know, to Janemba, he says, yeah, you know, someone hasn't pushed me this far since Majin Buu.
Yeah.
But how did you? Like, I was furious because, you could at least say, oh, well, Goku doesn't have a halo over his head, right? Vegeta
does,
so maybe, what? That's the thing. Yeah. It's like, okay, Vegeta has the halo. So, like, you could argue that Goku was like, you know what? Let me go back to Otherworld to have a nice fight. But no, Goku has the halo on his head. Vegeta does as well, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
And you could argue, oh, well, they didn't want to spoil Vegeta coming back. So if Vegeta died in the anime at that point, they wanted to keep him dead.
True.
And it's like, fair enough, right?
And
I understand
honestly,
that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting, the fact that they were both dead and that you have basically their kids defending, you know, you have Gohan, Goten, and Trunks basically defending the Earth, which I feel like that's what they always wanted to do in the series. And
they
basically got to do it with this movie. And the fact that Vegeta being dead is really sad.
It is.
Because he's in hell.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to lie here. Vegeta went to hell.
But I have the strangest feeling that because of what he's done, the good things, he's in a weird VIP suite where it's like, you're in hell, my friend. But I also called you my friend, you know, in the nicest way that I possibly could. So
well,
you're in
I
hell,
mean,
but it's not eternal torture.
Yeah, but, okay, probably not eternal torture in the way that we would think of it, but still torture in Vegeta's sense because, well, he doesn't have a body, and he's probably bored as fuck. Like, if...
For Vegeta,
I feel
that's
like
the
it's
best
some
hell
kind of,
in the world.
Yeah, it's like probably some kind of form of limbo where he's just basically there.
Yeah, honestly, for Vegeta, that is hell, which is kind of perfect if you think about it, where it's just, oh, what do they put him with pitchforks? Nope, that's for everyone else who cares about pain. It's like, so what do they do to Vegeta? Take away his body. You bastards! You know, like,
we did
why
nothing.
Don't you just kill him again?
It's like, we did nothing. What do you mean you did nothing? We did nothing.
Mm.
It's like,
It's like, that is frightening. But, so, you know, Vegeta and Goku are dead, which, again, is a cool concept, but, of course, makes no sense. Because, course, Goku, because Goku was dead at the same time Vegeta was dead. But they were also on, you know, Goku was on Earth fighting Majin Buu during this time. And now it's just, like, I'm wondering if they thought, you know, I'm wondering if they just didn't know how the series was going to end. Or they knew, and obviously they couldn't, like, spoil it. So they just said, whatever, screw it. You know, maybe Goku will be dead again. Maybe, you know, maybe this will happen. Whatever, we don't care. But it sucks because with a few little tweaks, this could have actually been, you know, a movie that is completely in canon.
Mm.
You know, because you could have had him, you know, you could have had Goku, without the halo.
Yeah.
So you could have had him just, you know, be like, oh, yeah, I came back to fight. And it'd be like, all right, makes sense, you know. Maybe they thought Vegeta was going to stay dead. Whatever. You know, understandable.
Yeah.
But it's just weird how it's just such a weird movie in that sense because it was so close and then yet so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, what is it? So, yeah, so, you know, getting into the movie itself, I did enjoy many of the Living Dead sequences where, you know, we had the man in love with the woman who died, and then we have Dracula.
Yeah.
Like, just the fact that we had Dracula, which is like, hey, could you all take this stick out of my body? Thank you.
So I can drink your blood.
Yeah, please, blah. I was like, oh, God.
And then, of course, you know, Gohan bowling for zombies.
Right, of course, you know, which is always such a good thing. Also, was it? I love when Chi-Chi, like you know, like I feel like on a normal basis, Chi-Chi just like, Gohan, think about your studies. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be thinking about women or anything like that because, Gohan, you need to go to a nice, oh, Videl, you want to do the dishes? I think you should get married, maybe have like 2.5 kids, and maybe the both of you can go off and live together somewhere. That would be really nice. You know, all of a sudden, Videl is just like, I can't do that. I mean, what would my rich dad say? Gohan? Like, you're going to marry her.
You're going to put a ring on that, or I'm
you're
not feeding you anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, Mom! You know, like, it's wonderful. Where it's just, like, immediately the second it's like, well, I mean, I'll do the dishes. Ding, 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 ding. Like, something just went off in her head. Where it's just like, wait a minute, you know? And it's really nice how from the looks of it, it had nothing to do with the money. It was just strictly, she offered to do the dishes. So, Videl, you got any black spiky-haired men in your life? You know? Because it just so happens that my son is that exact hair color. You know, also, he's the sweetest boy in the world. And if you find another sweet one, tell me, and I'll fucking stab him. Like, it's just wonderful how it just really turned into, like, this, you guys should get together. And it was
or
really
she'll
cute.
Be like, I have a second one if you don't like the first one.
Yeah, right? Like, just wait a couple years. Probably a lot longer. But it was really funny how it was just like, how it was, you know, like the whole, because I'm sure you know this too, and, you know, many people out there know that out of, you know, sometimes, you know, you'll have family that's just very like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, you can't date my child. But then all of a sudden the right suitor pops up, and it's just, actually, how about two goats and a chicken? Well, that's like, you know, like, I mean, yeah. And you're like, no. And they're like, and it's like, shh, no one's talking about you. We're talking about your future. Right? Like, and she's like, damn it. So, yeah, that was, it was a really nice and it was a cute scene. And then we move on from that, and then we end up seeing, Goku, Janemba, and PyCon.
Yeah.
Right? Which,
yeah.
By the way, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone. And I'll say I'm sorry to you, too, because I know you like PyCon.
Yeah.
I don't like that he isn't Namekian, because damn it, I feel like he's a, no, here's the thing, he looks like he's like a bit of a darker shade,
yeah.
But like of green, but still, my problem is that it's just like, hey, so I'm like a Namekian, except that I'm not, I'm a darker shade, and also, I kind of, like, okay, I'm sorry to say this, and I don't want to get into bad territories here, because we just got off of Hitler, right? But I have to say, some of his the way he was drawn and stuff, it makes him look a bit like Jinx and Mr. Popo. Not Mr. Popo, actually, because Mr. Popo, while having that skin color, doesn't have certain characteristics that make you think, this is pretty racist. So I don't know where they were going for PyCon, honestly, especially with his outfit, too.
Yeah.
Which, again, also resembles Piccolo slightly.
Yeah. I mean, even in the anime, Goku looks at him the first time and he's like, huh, I have a friend that you kind of remind me of. You have the same attitude, too.
Nah,
or
okay,
you,
I forgot
you
about
both
that.
Use weighted training clothing. That's what it was. He's like, huh, you use weighted clothes, too. I have a friend back on Earth who does that.
That's really funny. Because I love Goku so much, because if that's truly accurate and there was nothing else about it, Goku looked at a man, or a being, that looked just like Piccolo, essentially, you know, minus a few traits here and there, and went, oh, you wear weighted training clothes? That's how you two remind me of each other.
Yeah.
That's such a Goku thing to say, not even caring about how someone looks, you know, just, oh, that's the thing that reminds you two, you know. Like, not a, you two should meet. I mean, maybe you're from, like, the same strain of something. It's like, nope, no racial anything there. Just that's what it is, the clothes. Only that, nothing else. I couldn't possibly fathom a reason that you two would be similar.
I mean, I guess getting back to this movie, the only thing I didn't like about PyCon's role in here is that he basically got stuck with the comic relief.
He did.
Was funny the first time I saw it because he was such a serious character. But the more I see it, the more I'm like, I really wish PyCon could have gotten the fight, too.
I think that might also...
he held them off a few seconds, you know, so they could fuse again, but really?
Yeah, I understand. We could have done a lot more, sadly.
Yeah.
But my question to you is, who's the bigger kid, Goku or Janemba?
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Right.
And that's the creepy part, too.
Yeah.
Like, Janemba, like, in the beginning when they're, you know, the machine, basically the washing machine for evil souls, it's like, we're going to extract the evil from your soul. You're still going to hell, but we're taking the evil out of your soul. And we're putting it in bottles and bottling it like toxic waste.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the guy gets hit with it, and he mutates.
You know, I thank you for bringing that up, because you said the best thing in the world. You mentioned toxic waste. Now, this is a writer who, whenever he gets the chance to, usually shows how certain characters in the DBZ universe are destroying the world, but also likes to end up showing how nature, you know, kind of is something that needs to be protected, if you've seen from, like, you know, Tree of Might and things like that.
Right.
So what's very interesting is how he actually took this and made it into a toxic waste kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you're wondering, oh, wait, who's the writer for this? The same writer for all of the other movies so far.
Yep.
Takao Koyama, who he has a big role in writing the movies because, you know, sometimes they will – not sometimes. They will like, for him at least, they've hired him for pretty much only the movies. I'm sure they've given him ideas on other things. But,
right.
you know, like obviously it's not like Toriyama's just sitting there just like, so they're doing everything to my work. You know, they're destroying my life. Obviously he's given, you know, and of course, you know, the cinematography was done by Toshiharu Take, so it's not like it's just only on Takao Koyama. He wrote, you know, Takao Koyama just wrote the screenplay. But it does matter, in a way, where, you know, like, obviously, you know, if he wanted a message to be sent, he would write it. So it kind of, you kind of see that a bit now when you bring it up, where it's just, you know, all of a sudden it's just like, oh yeah, we're making toxic waste. That will never blow up in our face.
Yeah, and there's also a generation joke in there.
Oh, I love that so much. I love that it's just a teenager listening to loud music, and it's just like, you know, come on, Pop, stop being a square, you know? And it's like,
keep it on, just turn it down. And he's like, you know what, you're okay, Pops. He's like, I was young too once. And then he starts mutating. It's like, there's not a, you know, rock and roll is the devil joke in there.
No, not at all, not at all. Especially with the fact that he was a demon. An Oni. So it's just like, we're not saying that rock and roll is the devil here, but the devil teenager is listening to rock and roll. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
But,
And I mean, the fact that Janemba, you know, once he mutates and he basically alters the dimensions, he attacks the check-in station. Yeah, that I thought was a really interesting premise. Because, I mean, if you think about it, you know, either they're going for Earth or even Boo, you know, attacked people in the other world. But he just went to, you know, the training grounds in other world and started blasting people. And you could say that, you know, Cell blew up King Kai's planet, not purposefully, but, you know.
Right.
But Janemba goes for the actual check-in station of, who's going to heaven and who's going to hell? I'm going to warp it for fun. And the living and the dead get to mix together.
I don't think he meant that, which is kind of interesting, because he's basically a child. But there's also, like, his inner desires, because he was, like, a teenager working there. So
that's
I wonder if that's bleeding
through.
Well,
that and the, you know, thousand-plus years of evil within his, making.
Yeah, of course.
Which you see later.
I have a question. Why do you call him Janemba?
Why do I
call him
Janemba?
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering, like, why that was. Because, okay, I look on Wikipedia and I see Janemba. But it's interesting because the way they pronounce it in the English version, for some strange reason, they pronounce it as Janempa.
Oh.
So I was wondering, is it, like, Wikipedia? Because in the subtitles that I saw when I was a kid, I also saw it as Janemba.
Yeah.
I'm just
curious. Yeah, me too. I always thought it was Ba. I mean, maybe in the not even the Japanese, because they have different, like, sounds for, you know, like,
Japanese sounds like ba, but in the English it sounded like he was saying Janempa, Janempa.
Oh, yeah, when he was, I guess I could hear that, too. I didn't, now that you mention it, I wasn't really paying attention to it that much. Yeah, that
Fair
is
enough.
Weird.
Okay, no, I just wanted to bring it up because I thought it was slightly interesting. Because it's just, you know, I would have called him Janemba the entire time, but I heard Janempa and I'm like, this must be legit then. Oh, how did you feel about Frieza popping up? Just randomly.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Wasn't it?
I mean, it was kind of random, but I thought it was beautiful for the fact that...
It was beautiful.
Yeah, let's get a villain that's, you know, weaker, that's basically weak now, who was super strong back then, and have him fight Gohan, who's now grown up. It's like, you know, even when Gohan says to him, you know, he's like, Frieza, you know, what the hell are you doing here? And he goes, oh, my name is so, you know, still so illustrious that it spreads across the galaxy. He's like, no, I'm actually the child that fucking kicked you into the dirt a few times. Wait a minute, you're not. You're that little brat!
Yeah, that was nice. You know, that was also the fact that they had a lot of pretty much all of the movie villains and some of the
other lesser villains
appear there. I'm checking back right now. I don't believe they had – the only main villain that I saw that I was like, I'm sorry, what? Was actually BoJack, which was so
–
that was random, mind you.
Yeah.
But
I will agree was random. It's like, when did BoJack join Frieza's henchmen group?
Well, no, it wasn't just Frieza's henchmen group. You actually, in the background, got to see the some of the cyborg people from the from World's Strongest.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I mean, them I could see joining, you know, Frieza's band just for ha-has, but BoJack?
I guess maybe because Gohan defeated BoJack?
Yeah, I think that's what it was going for.
All right. But it was also very interesting, because you also saw BoJack's men, you know, his merry crew murderers, also in the background. So it's very interesting how it's just like they just, other than Broly, I believe they just took almost everyone and just said, throw them all up, you know, throw them all there.
Was Cell in there?
That's the thing. I don't think anyone major, like, in the show, like
Cell
would be there. But I'm pretty sure, you know, again, I'm trying to go back right now, and while we're, you know, doing this podcast, check it out. But I'm pretty sure that he was sadly not a major part.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And, I mean, I kind of understand why they did that, because, honestly, that would have been kind of a major battle for Gohan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And they really
like
had
still...
to kind of focus on Goku and Vegeta's fight. Cause,
exactly.
Yeah.
But what I will say, though, is I would take an entire movie of Hercule beating up zombies. Wouldn't you? How cool is that? As a concept.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been nice if he wasn't, you know, doing it for, I need to be in front of cameras doing this.
Right, of course.
Hey,
well,
dipshit, why don't
Hercule.
You go beat Majin Buu? Oh, my stomach hurts. That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought, wasn't it? Also, I love the idea of Shenron just sitting there and going, hey, guys, where's the wishes?
Yeah, exactly.
For the entire film. Just,
I love the fact, because... You know what I thought of when they called Shenron?
What?
He just pops up and he goes, okay, there's something definitely wrong here. Yeah, Shenron, no, wait, give me a second. These are not the dead people that I've been asked to bring back at least 5 times already. Something's not right.
Yeah, right? Like, just...
And then,
like, wait a
then when Gohan wishes, you know, can you, you know, bring all the dead back to where they belong? It's like... So, do you want me to bring all of the, like, the current dead people or previous dead people? Got to be a little more specific here.
Like, I'm sorry. Listen, man, everything's just getting weird here. All right. So, like, so do you want me, I don't know, where do you want me to put these dead guys again? But, so, and also, like you mentioned, there was that comedy relief of just PyCon realizing that he could destroy the barrier with curse words, which, I have to say, the fan-subbed version was really bad. Like, it got very raunchy. You know?
I think I remember seeing something like that. I looked on it online, and I saw that, and I'm like, wait a minute. This isn't right.
Yeah, no, we, Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that. I mean, I think as a kid... No, actually, it's kind of funny. As a kid, right, getting to my teenage years, I was like, dude, that is so freaking metal. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, yeah, dude, this is so hardcore. And it's like, now that I'm an adult, I realize this is a children's show. Cursing is... You know, cursing doesn't really fit.
Yeah.
I mean, as
really
much as
needed.
We love it... That's what I'm saying. Like, as much as we love it, it was targeted towards children. It's just, you know, our strange American views because of how we make children's shows usually. You know, this kind of show is like a godsend where, like, people who are older can also enjoy it.
Right.
Right. But anyway, so, so that was an interesting thing that PyCon found out. Then all of a sudden, Janemba, when he starts fighting Goku, he ends up going full portal on him, which is wonderful.
Yeah, that and, I have to say that Super Saiyan 3 transformation, that was probably one of my favorites.
Agree as well. It was one of my favorites. Also, Janemba making a mini Goku is a really cool concept, and I wish it was explored more.
Yeah. That's actually a question I wanted to ask you.
What?
I wanted to ask how you felt if they had actually not, you know, killed Janemba off in this movie. Would you want to see him reappear? Because he had a lot of cool shit.
I think he would probably be a nice GT exclusive. You know, if they want to rehash things from the show and the movies, he would be a nice GT exclusive. I mean, or, you know, some kind of, like, manga exclusive or something. It would be really, it'd be weird to just make an OVA dedicated to him because it'd be like, you know, you'd obviously have so many people, why not Broly?
Yeah, I know. It's just like, he got three fucking movies, all right?
Yeah, exactly. Jidempa does have, I would argue a lot of the villains in these movies, not all, because, you know, you look at Broly and you look at some, but a lot of these villains, I think, are just kind of thrusted in there when they can really have a lot more time to shine.
Yeah.
You know, like, there are a lot of cool, like, Japan makes a lot of cool concepts that are really, you know, upsetting that they just don't really, you know, they just, they only are in there partially.
Like,
also,
I mean, the way
like
I think about it,
mm-hmm.
I was just going to say quick, like, you know how they did with Garlic Jr.? They gave him his own little mini saga. Now, yeah, it dragged on and it was a little weird, but they probably, it would be interesting to see them do that for other, you know, movie villains.
Right, it really would. You know, the problem is that, of course, like you said, that was full filler, so it becomes an issue. But it would really be cool if they did that with other heroes. Or sorry, other villains, and then having the heroes fight them. That would be very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking over the scene again, but I just looked over it one time again while we were talking. And I would like to mention that a lot happened. So apparently, not only were the people from World Strongest there, so were the people from Tree of Might.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Some of them from Tree of Might. Some of them from Lord Slug.
Damn.
Yes. What else is there? We also ended up having some of the, not only Zarbon, obviously, but some of the villains that looked like they were from Bardock, Father of Goku.
Yeah.
Like some of the random one-off ones that, like, killed some of Bardock's men.
Wow.
We also got, which I have to look through it again, but we just got a nice little merry crew of what the hell. It was wonderful. Yes. Very interesting. But before we continue with that, because again, I'm looking at the scene one more time, I would like to mention that the fight was really good after, you know, Goku turned Super Saiyan 3, but it got a lot better when Janemba transformed. And I totally wish more people in the series transformed into purple things. I really hope that more people transformed because, you know, especially when he made little versions of himself, I wish more people in the series did that.
Hmm.
You never see it. Never. So, yeah. So, Vegeta triumphantly returns to get his ass kicked in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, so, the usual, right?
Yeah, the usual. You know, after Cooler, it's like the usual.
Yeah.
Also, I just love Vegeta's way of saying, so it's just like, you know, so he sits there, he's like, all right, so, either dance or die. You know, I'd rather not dance to save my life. Thanks, Kakarot.
Yeah.
And then when he agrees, he just sees the dance. He's like, no hope.
Yeah.
He's like, nope, not happening. I'm going to die here. And she's like, really, Vegeta? That's really?
Well.
That's Vegeta.
Yeah.
So, we're kind of getting to the end of our podcast. We're not there just yet, but we're kind of winding down.
Yeah.
But the question of the night becomes, how do you feel about Veku's farts?
To be honest, I really wasn't a fan of that. I know you had made a point saying that, you know, hey, you know, the kids, they messed up, so let's show, you know, the adults messing up
and of course,
like,
comic relief.
They're not perfect. Yeah, and comic relief. But it was just like,
yes.
We only got then, you know, the last 5 minutes of Gogeta. And to be honest, he was a fucking badass, and I really wanted to see more of that fight.
Right, of course.
I feel like they killed him off just to, you know, they had him finish Janemba right then and there because they were at the end of the movie.
Yeah,
I feel like
I
that fight could have been so much more.
Yeah, sadly, it could have been, yes.
Yeah.
But to me, Veku's farts, they are not silent, but they are in fact deadly. Something about it just made me be like, all right, this could actually stop Janemba.
Yeah.
and it didn't. But oh, by the way, jumping back to that scene with Frieza and all of them, we also see one of Cooler's men. That's what I was saying. We didn't see anyone like, you know, like Turles or Cooler or Lord Slug.
Right.
But we ended
you
up
just
seeing
saw the
Yeah, the henchmen. And Bojack, because I guess they thought, well, you know what? He'd have a vengeance. You know, a vendetta against Gohan.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We also saw Paragus, strangely enough.
Holy crap. Huh.
Yeah, it's very interesting, the people that we ended up seeing.
Yeah. And then,
but anyway,
you know, don't.
And then don't. Gohan just goes right through them all. And, by the way, I have to say, though, even though Veku was, you know, whatever we want to call it, the splitting was one of the coolest things ever.
Oh, yeah, the last second when they split apart. That was cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I do want to point out one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they might have had Sabat voicing Veku with someone else.
Well, with Goku, they always do that. They always do that.
Yeah,
yeah, with Sean.
Sabat,
yeah.
Sabat is Vegeta, right?
Oh, yeah, Chris Sabat, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I feel like he changed
there.
Up his voice. Yeah, brain fart. Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, no, I see what you mean. Yes, of course. He made
it obviously
a lot more.
He changed up his voice.
Yes.
And I could have sworn it sounded like Kuwabara.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, completely, because if anyone doesn't know, Sabat is also Kuwabara in Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, of course
they
did that. That's completely obvious. I mean, if you remember, you know, and you can also tell in the Japanese version where they turned themselves into, like, the quote unquote, the way, like, they kind of voice over people who are a bit more heavyset. Same way you look at Majin Buu, where, like, when they voice someone who's heavyset in Japan, you'll notice that the voice is, you know, it's like, you know, like, they kind of sound like they're out of breath. Majin Buu sounds like that as well. They change it a bit in the English, obviously, but that's how he sounds in Japanese. You can see the same thing here, where they change it from, like, sounding like, oh, we're so heavy, to, you know, like, I am, you know, like, kind of, like, changing the pitch up and everything, like, yeah, I'm Veku, you know, and like, oh, God, you're so bad. You know what you're trying to do here. You can't save it. You can't save anything. But, also, by the way, did you notice, when they were going back and forth between the Kais, right? You know, like everything on TV. I noticed this, I think, the last time, or when it, like, no, during the Veku scene, right? I laughed so hard when they showed the shot of all the fighters standing, because I sat there and I thought, so the fighters can't see anything that's going on. They're just like, are we going to go back to the fight, or, like, should we start
go
the tournament over?
Them?
Yeah, like, no, they were telling them because they were just like, you know, they were basically doing radio for them. But it's like, guys, the TV's small, turn it around. Like, no one knows what's happening right now.
Yeah.
It was really, really funny. I was just like, this is terrible. But, and of course, now that we're here, now that we're kind of at the end, you know, Goku and Vegeta, they got to fuse. I wish they fused in the show. That would have been so cool if they got to fuse in the actual TV show. Sadly, we never saw anything as cool as that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had the...
Except when they did. Like,
yeah,
except when they did.
I thought you were...
No, I see what you meant. You're thinking I meant fusion dance. No, I meant the general idea, which is kind of cool, too, because they took the concept of fusion, and they were just like, you know, oh, well, they've never did the fusion dance. So...
Right. Yeah.
We can, you know, we can do that for them, which is nice because, you know, I mean, again, it was really funny how Vegeta said, we're dancing, not going to happen. But, you know, when he actually, you know, did do it and did it right, damn Vegeta, it was actually nice where it kind of just, you know, melded together. And I have to say, you know, getting on your Gogeta love train, right?
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the train, I'm going choo-choo because damn it. You know, when you see him in battle, right, you can only describe his fighting style as beautiful, like elegant, majestic.
Yeah.
You know, he was so free-flowing. And I don't know why I'm gushing over him, but just something about it, you know, felt like he can just really go with the wind. And, you know, he reminded me, and it's very weird because he didn't use his hands at all. He didn't really use martial arts, but something about it reminded me of Bruce Lee. You know, like when Bruce Lee would say things like, you know, you have to fight like water, you know, where water is free flowing, right? So water adapts itself to where it is. So if it's in a cup, you know, water becomes, you know, that shape, right? That was basically
right.
what he was trying to say. So that's how I feel, where, like, he just, you know, Gogeta felt so free, where it was just, you know, and it felt like he was light, you know what I mean? Like, he was good. Like, it wasn't, and all he uses was his, were his legs, which is also very interesting, because it also was a nice, you know, contrast to the normal punch in the face, we're Dragon Ball Z, punch in the face.
Yeah.
Right? It was such a strange style.
Yeah.
You know? And the way, you know, so the way he fought was beautiful. Of course, the move that he used to kill Janemba was perfect.
Yeah, I love that move. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It was just a multicolored little ball that he just threw at him, but just something about the way he just turned around and just put his arm up and just said, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, it was just one of those things where I think it was just beautiful. Like, I know you, would you consider yourself an artist? I consider you an artist. Like,
yeah.
Like an actual, like, yeah, like actual, no, I'm sorry, when I say artist, I'm not referring to, like, artists being, like, an actor or something. You know, like, I am an actor, but, you know, and you can say, oh, Matt, you're an artist. But when I say artist, I think of, like, actual, like, drawing. So I'm saying, like,
yeah.
you consider yourself an artist. Because I feel like, to our minds, right, it just kind of clicked where it's like, this is actually quite gorgeous, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it just really sank, you know, sunk in, like, wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what happened. But and also, before, you know, the fusion happened. But even before the fusion happened, I love how PyCon actually got a really good shot in where he cursed at Janemba, and you know, and Janemba was like, "Wait a minute, this affects me."
Yeah.
Like that was nice, wasn't it? You know. But then all of a sudden you go back to PyCon, and it's just like he's about to die.
Yeah.
It was really funny. Where it's like, "Hey, look, he got a good shot at that's his brain." Like
yeah.
that's like that is irreplaceable. You can't die
yeah.
again and be given a restart, you know? You're already dead.
Yep.
Yeah. But so yeah. So sadly we're at the end of the movie.
Oh no.
Vegeta leaving at the end was very sad, wasn't it?
Oh god, yeah. I think that was like I know how people always like when I say when somebody dies in DBZ they're like, "So what?" I'm like, yes, I know they can be, you know, brought back to life with the Dragon Balls, but it's like, death is still pretty traumatic. It's
also,
not just
it's
like, yeah,
that...
I'll be wished back, you know. I want to, you know, it's not like they want to die.
Well, yeah, that and also the fact that I think it's because of the fact that he was already dead. So it's
yeah.
like, it's not even that he's dying, he's just kind of losing his body and disappearing. And of course,
yeah.
Goku saying things like, you know, goodbye, my friend. And I was like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Just the look on Goku's face, or even
yeah.
the dialogue they had together was great.
Exactly.
It was only a few lines, but it was amazing. It was like, you know, hey, look, let's forget about fusion for a while. It's like, I really, you know, I haven't seen you in a very long time, and I really don't want
yeah.
to spend it fighting. I was just
I
like,
know.
Oh, right in the feels.
I know, they're such good friends, and you can really see that in some of the later specials, like, you know, like the one, I can't even believe Hey Son Goku and his friends return,
yeah.
Also in the new Dragon Ball Z movie that we also covered recently, the
yeah.
Battle of Gods, you can see, like, they're just really good friends.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, so, that was sad, and, you know... But, I mean, I will admit, it would have, even though it was very sad, as we've just said, we do have to admit, you know, because of the fact that the show was running at the time, I think it would have been sadder if, you know, he didn't get revived on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
But, again, it was still sad enough, where, like, if you, you know, like, if you don't know where it was going, like, the show, it can be very sad. That's another thing, too. Like, if you know where the show is going, let's say maybe you read the manga or whatever,
yeah.
you know, you kind of look at this and you're like, all right, it's cool, but, you know, he comes back.
Yeah.
But it's still very nice. I enjoyed it. And, of course,
yeah.
The ending, the real ending, like, after that, before the Shen,
yeah.
you know, the Shenron thing was really funny with the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that so much, where it's like, we saw stuff, and I was like, oh, God, they're going to bring up Hitler. And it's like, so kids, what did you see? You and Videl doing kissy-kissy? And it was
like
that's
you two
what
were
they
in,
would
like,
be.
Really weird positions in the back alley. I don't know what was going on. Oh, God!
That was highly inappropriate. But then again, Toei animated Hitler. So I'll give that a slide.
I get the finger wagging for that joke, really?
That's why I said. I said, you know what? Toei animated Hitler. No finger wagging.
And then Shenron just sitting there like, You guys.
So do you want me to wish that the kids would forget that or what?
It's like you summon me. You got to give me something. I'm still here.
Oh my god! But I can just imagine like just Gohan trying to. What's funny is Gohan is like so like awkward or whatever that I could just imagine immediately going, "Oh, like so, Gohan, what were you two doing? We didn't understand. I was hitting her repeatedly, and she fought me back. She was punching me in the face. That's exactly what happened. We were sparring, and Gohan immediately chops his own arm off. Look what she did to my arm. She's so strong." Gohan and Trunks are looking at each other. Dude, we didn't see anything. We just know about the internet. Blood is spurting out of Gohan's arm. Well, this is a problem.
Do you
want me to fix that?
That might actually be a good idea.
Okay, Dragon, put my arm back and make them forget about the internet.
Your wish has been granted.
The second one. That is out of my power.
Yeah, right?
That is out of my power, noob.
Damn it.
As he's scattering.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, just bringing this up, this movie came out in 1995, so sadly our jokes are not real. Internet wasn't that bad then, I think. I'm sure.
True.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. We were kind of young then. But, So thank you guys for listening to those guys. Sadly, we are officially at the end of our show. And also, remember that you like this show, right? If you like this show, remember that there are other ones. If you like our Facebook page, Those Guys on the Radio, then you can actually see the other shows that we post, WWE shows. There are other DBZ shows. We do a show called This Week in Comics where we focus on what certain comics that came out this week. We also have Doctor Who shows, now that's starting back up, Gravity Falls shows, Steven Universe shows, because that's starting back up again. And, yeah, also Gravity Falls now on Season 2, so that's also starting up again. So, yeah. Look at our Facebook page, also our Twitter, Those Guys Radio, which also has, we post our shows on there, and we also post funny cat pictures, because why the hell not, right?
Nice.
Okay, Tristan agrees. He's just, and also we have our Gmail, Those Guys on the Radio, where we, if you want to have any kind of advertising opportunities with us, where we can promote you on our show, definitely email us at our Gmail, Those Guys on the Radio. And also, if you want to, talk about any shows that you might think, oh, maybe you guys can do a show on this, any suggestions, thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com. And also remember that, if you somehow manage to find, if you want to find more of our stuff, look at our Blog Talk Radio user profile, Those Guys on the Radio, because you can, find all of our past shows on there as well. And, yeah, because we've done pretty much everything. Sadly, the last movie is coming up. Well, the last Dragon Ball Z movie is coming up that we haven't done so far next week, which is Wrath of the Dragon. And then we will see where we go from there, Tristan.
To places unknown. Movies not yet discussed. Shows that need in-depth discussion.
Find them all here at Those Guys on the Radio and sometimes Gals. So, anything you want to say before we have to go?
No, I think we're good.
All right, then. So, thank you guys for listening to Those Guys, and let's play ourselves out with the ending song from Fusion Reborn.
Bye, guys.
Yes, 時が流れても